via Swiss medium Beatrice Brunner, born 1910, and Incarnota 1983. About experience reports, 1958-1959. From past life, reported from the other side. Dot recounted spiritual experiences when they entered the afterlife. Here, then Google translated from German to English. Remark, this has been found in German language online, and translated here via Google into English, for personal use, and mistakes can certainly be found here, both in the translations, and in Google's perception, interpretation of the language otherwise. At some point in time, these messages will surely be translated and approved by the group, glz.org. Preface. The over 2,000 teaching lectures that were conveyed through medium channels by the deep trance medium Beatrice Brunner, 1910-1983, also include 91 reports of experiences from ascending spiritual beings. These are stories of deceased people who talk about their life on Earth and their first experiences in the world beyond. These descriptions are very personal. The reporters show in a variety of ways what impact their human thoughts and work had and how individually they were judged and treated after their death. The descriptions provide a vivid insight into different levels of the world beyond and into the laws of cause and effect. They show how justice is done to every returnee and how much the spirit world of God strives to promote everyone in their spiritual development. The reports of the experiences date from the years 1958 to 1970. This volume contains the first 18 lectures from the years 1958 and 1959. The new edition of the reports, they are being published chronologically in book form for the first time, sticks as closely as possible to the original text, to the original wording. Editorial changes were generally only made where they were necessary when the spoken language was translated into written form. The characteristic expression of the spirit beings that manifest themselves here has been left as original as possible so that the reader can understand their individual nature. P.R.O. Beatrice. Introduction. The reports of the experiences of ascending spiritual beings are part of the comprehensive teachings about Christian spiritual teachings that were given to us humans over 35 years by the Swiss deep trance medium, Beatrice Brunner. As the otherworldly teachers and community leaders explained, the various spirit beings were specially selected and commissioned to report on their personal experiences. The listeners were informed that the descriptions of the experiences were not intended to be entertaining, even if some of them had an entertaining character. Rather, they are significant instructions about spiritual laws that govern life on Earth and the hereafter. Before each of the lectures, a controlling spirit spoke first, who was responsible for the spiritual supervision of the event. The controlling spirit, who spoke before the lecture on February 3, 1960, gave the following explanations of the descriptions. We each seek out these spirits. You should not assume that they are just allowed to do so. We will consult with you carefully beforehand. These spirits, the controlling spirit emphasized, have usually been in the world beyond for a long time. They were commissioned to report on their early days. We enable them to experience this again in the way they did back then. We have to support them to do this. But we also have to ensure that there are no failures, for if a mind can transport itself back, this could easily happen. These entities often report in perhaps a somewhat humorous manner. It all depends on what was inside them, whether one was malicious or good, natured or indifferent. We just want these characteristics to be expressed so that you can see that someone who has returned to the afterlife behaves exactly the same as when they were human. That the feelings and the views are still the same, and then you let yourself be taught otherwise, that the feelings become more refined and you are no longer able to act like that later. Therefore, we give the spirit in question the opportunity to act and behave as it did in the beginning. I also have to point out that what is reported is a summary of a long period of time. We discuss everything with the spirit in question beforehand and show him how he has to say it to you. So you get a picture of it. Of course, These spirits who tell you about their experiences have been purified and would no longer speak the same way today as they did in the beginning when they came to the world beyond. They now have a completely different view. But you should hear that for yourself. After the descriptions of the experiences, the listeners had the opportunity to ask questions of their trusted spiritual teacher Joseph after a trance change. The book contains questions that relate directly to the respective experience report. March 5, 1958. Headline, Marcus Philippus, Great Freedom in a Small, Personal Paradise. A new spirit is gained for order and for service in the Linus house. Control spirit. God bless you. Dear friends, it was announced to you that a new spirit friend would speak to you. Well, he will give explanations and tell about his life in the world beyond. We had given him this instruction and explained to him how to do it in order to make it understandable for you. What is given to you here is not for your entertainment, but for your instruction. In general, these hours offered here are not hours of entertainment. They serve for your spiritual progress. This matter of drawing man to the heights is far too serious to be compared to conversation. Because we serve God and do not offer people entertainment. There is no room here for those who are looking for this. We wish that people are ambitious and able to rise. One day, when he comes to the afterlife, he will be happy for these hours that he spent in this seriousness and in this devotion. The brother who speaks to you introduces himself and he is not very familiar with your language. Now you should play some music and then, as usual, when you realize that the time has come, stop. When your brother has said goodbye, you should play music again. Afterwards, Brother Joseph will give explanations about what was said. So I ask you to listen carefully and then you can make comparisons. Because there are also mediumistic people here who try to get in touch with spirits. Now it is a lesson for them about what kind of spirits you can attract to yourself. The blessing of God be with you in this hour. God bless you. The spirit being reported below spoke grammatically incorrect German. These grammatical errors have been corrected for better readability, however, the characteristic language style has been left as original as possible. Marcus Philippus, greetings from God. My dear brothers and sisters, my name is Marcus Philippus. I have been in the spiritual realm for a long, long time. I will tell you about my life, about my entry into the kingdom of God. I was welcomed by my parents. They were happy that I came. They did not stay with me for long and left again, and I wandered along beautiful roads and fields. Then someone came and said, "There is your house, you can go the dot." But I did not want to go into the house, I wanted to see what there was in this kingdom, and I wandered far, far away. Then I came to a beautiful forest, and I lay down at the edge of this forest. There were others there too and I became friends with them. Then, after a long time, they came to me and told me to go with them. One of my children also arrived in this kingdom. So I got up and went with them and showed my joy that this child had come too. But there were so many others there, they spoke to the child and took him away. Then I went on my way again. Once someone came, greeted me and said, "Paolo, I am glad you are here. I have been looking for you for a very long time." I said, "My name is not Paolo, my name is Marcus Philippus." "No, you are my child, you are my Paolo," he replied. I thought you had to be polite and I stopped refusing to be Paolo. So he spoke to me and told me to come with him. No, I did not want to come with him and said, "I like it so much in paradise here now. I have not had a good time in my life, earthquakes and lots of hunger, me and my children." No, I did not want to go anywhere else. I know that where I am now is nice and I will stay." Then he answered, "If you don't want to, I will go back to my city. Maybe we at TMLL meet later." "Yeah, I will see you later," and I left. I made friends not only with others, but also with animals. I wandered further into the forest and saw such beautiful animals. I gathered them around me and looked for a place to lie down. I took all the animals I liked and lived with them in peace and beauty. Then someone came to me again and said, Marcus Philippi, come with me, you have to come back and greet a child. Oh yes, if I have to, I will come. But I did not want to give away my place, I wanted to have it. I was afraid that my paradise would be closed to me and I would not have it as nice anymore. Well, I went along and greeted this child and saw, it is like that again, many that I do not know. Then I went back and no one called for me or asked for me. I went back into my forest and then took a beautiful horse with me, said to him, you are my apple blossom, so beautiful. And this horse always stayed with me. In my world, where I had experienced so much hunger and so many earthquakes, I only had a little donkey, and now I was so rich, so noble and beautiful and had a horse. I did not have to pay anything, I just got it. It stayed with me and was my property. But I did not just have this horse, I had a tiger that always came to me and lay down with me. This tiger was also so beautiful, not like humans, its body was fine. The whole animal was so fine and so beautiful. Then I said to him, you are as beautiful as the dust of a lily, you are my lily dust. So I gave all the animals names and they stayed with me. Then I set out and walked with these animals, they always came with me. If I called out to them, they immediately came near me. Then once someone came to me, a noble woman, and said, Marcus Philippi, come with me. No, I answered, my world is so beautiful, I am not coming, I am staying. And noblesse left again. I continued hiking again and someone came again and greeted me, now I have finally found you. You are my Carlo. No, I am not your Carlo. I am Marcus Philippus. No, I was your father, you were my son. No, I replied, that a TMS not true, that a TMS not true. He said, it a TMS true, and I stayed silent because I did not TMT want to be rude. So for a while I was Carlo to him. Then he also invited me to come to him and I thought, I can try it. But he had to promise me that I would get back to my paradise. He said, yes, I will take you back. And so I went with him. I did not like it so much with him and I said, where I live is a paradise, it is so beautiful. I am not hungry and I do not have to worry about earthquakes and stuff anymore. I am happy. And so I walked away from him again and did not think or ask, why does he say I am Carlo and another says I am Paolo? Oh, I was not thinking. I was so content and happy and went to my animals, to my lily dust and to my apple blossom. I had so much fun here. Then this noble woman came again and said very sternly, now, Marcus Philippi, you come with me? And I said, no, I am not coming. I stayed and he left. So I had fun with my animals, with my friends, and I lived so beautifully in my paradise. Then someone else came and said, good friend, other places are beautiful too, even more beautiful than here. Come with me, you don't always have to live with your animals. Yes, I did not want to go because I was still thinking about my life and how difficult it had been. I did not want to give up my paradise. Then he said, yes, you can't TMT stay here forever. Then I asked him, because I suspected that he had something to do with this noblesse, who are you and where do you live? He explained to me that his name was Joseph. Joseph, yes, maybe I will come, but now am I want to stay. Then Joseph explained, you can never be completely happy if you always stay here in this small, narrow paradise. You have to come with me and a lot has to be told and explained to you. Yes, I answered him that I wanted to think about it and then I would tell him. I asked him to come to me another time. Then I went back to the other friends who were at the edge of the forest and asked them if they always stay here, or were allowed, or whether such a noble woman had not come to them and said, you have to come with me. They answered me, yes, yes, they always come and say that you should come with them. But we like it here and we are not leaving like that. Then I thought, yes, If you really have to go with me, then they will say, it's over now, you have to come with me now. I went back to my animals and had fun with them and thought, oh, if I had to leave my apple blossom behind, oh, how difficult that would be. I thought to myself, okay, I will say, hey, I am coming, but I want to at least take my apple blossom with me. 8 Ma then Joseph came back and said, now, Marcus Philippi, now you have to come with me. I made it clear to him that I would only come with my apple blossom. But he said, no, you can't TMT do that. The animal is the property of this paradise and you cannot take it with you. Oh, then I had no reason to leave because I loved this apple blossom and the many other animals so much. Well, I went back to my forest. But then Noblesse came with Joseph and said, now, Marcus Philippi, now it's over. Now you have to come with us. I asked this noble to be allowed to take my horse with me, but he said, no, you cannot take this horse with you now. But if you work well with us, you can return to this paradise and you can be with your animals again. Yes, then I decided and thought it might be better to go along. I went with them and it was sad for me to leave the animals behind. Now they led me into another paradise. That was nice too, but there were so many friends here and I heard them talking about their many jobs, what they do, how and where and what and. Oh. Then I got a little scared and thought, if only I had stayed back. They took me in and Joseph said, you don't have to be afraid, we are good with you. Then Noblesse disappeared and I did not see him for a long time. Joseph took me to a house where many other friends lived, I should now live with them. I was introduced to everyone and I thought, now I have to hear if they call me by my name. Yes, you have called me by my name. Joseph said, now, just for a while, you are this Marcus Filippo. Afterwards we will tell you what your name is. Oh, I did not think about it any further and wanted to know where I would work. Then I was sent to a school. So many things were said here. I was once told about my children and explained to me where they all live in the kingdom of God. I did not live with them, I lived all alone, without my children or relatives. A lot has been said in this school, I did not really understand everything right away. Joseph kept coming and taking me with him. He told me, now we are going to the people, you have to come with me to the people again. I did not like going because I was still thinking about my life on earth, about people's hunger and the earthquakes. But Joseph said, no, you don't have to think like that. Come with me. We went to good people, and I saw, they were not hungry and did not have the catastrophes like the ones I had experienced, and I thought, they have a beautiful life. Yes, they already have a paradise when I compare it with my poor life. Joseph told me all I had to do was observe, do nothing but observe. He led me to a person and said, you have to have this friend all the time, this brother, this sister, watching. And when I come back, you have to tell everything he did. Yes, at first it was difficult for me to be interested in so many things. I made an effort and was able to explain better and better what the people I was observing had done. Then I had to go back to school and there was a teacher who asked one by one about their assignment, what did you have to do? And each one had a different thing to do. So I said, I watched this person and saw this and that, and so broken bar. The teacher then explained, what you report about this person is good, but this is not, and he has to then do better in the world beyond. In another, he told me, you see, this friend has had this mistake in previous lives. Then I understood, previous lives. It was now explained to me that in every life you have to improve yourself, that you have to experience worries and hunger and the like in order to become healthy, sane, and content. So I had to spend a lot of time here. I also went to you and then told you at school, that a TMS how it is, and that a TMS how it is. People talked in school, of you, of your mistakes, of your good things. That is how I was taught. Joseph said, well, you have now observed, now you have to do other, more demanding work. Now I had to try to get people away from evil thoughts, I had to lead them to other thoughts. I did not always know where I was allowed to do that. So I simply tried to guide people with a lot of good spirit and cheerfulness so that they do not speak or act evilly. So I did, and I had to go back to school. Here they explained, now you must try to influence people for the good. People said what was important for people, what they had to do, and so I had to transfer what was said at school to people using my strength. I did it. But then I also asked Josepho, I want to go back to my paradise again, just for a short time. Josepho replied, I am not allowed to say whether you can go, I will ask someone else. Ah, I thought, that a TMS this nobleman he has to ask. And that is how it was. He asked and then came and explained, you can go now until I come calling you, because you have worked well. I went back and was happy to be with my animals again. I explained to the other friends who were still there what I was doing now and that I was going back. They said they would not come with us, they had too much joy and pleasure in their place, and they would not leave here. Then Josepho picked me up again and school continued again. So I had to go through this stage and try to give good influence and good thoughts to people. When I did that, I was told, you have to try to protect people now. You must be a good spirit to them and try to practice on them all that you have learned. So I tried it, like that, good it was in my power. Then they said, good, now you have lived with people for a while, but now you have to go to other people too. They explained to me, you deserved to go to such a beautiful paradise. But it cannot always stay that way, you have to work a lot in the otherworldly realm, and you yourself have to have the will to work to help others who are poor. Then Josepho led me to poor brothers and friends and showed me the world, where they are. He explained to me, you see, these people have not been hungry or experienced earthquakes during their life on earth. But you see, their current world is not beautiful. Look at this dirt and there are no animals, no beautiful forests and no flowers here, there is nothing beautiful here. I asked, yes, is that just because they lived so well, so without worries? No, not because of that, but because they did not TMT listen to God, because they could not TMT endure suffering and because they wished evil on many people instead of helping them. So it was explained to me why they now had to live in this evil, bad spiritual environment. I had mercy on them because they all said, take me with you. Stay with me. And I was not allowed to stay. Now I understood, these people wanted to leave this world, while the others in that beautiful paradise did not want to leave, they were so happy in their place. Yes, I asked, this paradise where I lived is so beautiful. Are there others even more beautiful? And Josepho replied, even more beautiful. Then he took me into these various dark worlds to these poor friends, and we brought them comfort and told them that we would come again and send others who would have more opportunity to save them. So Josepho went everywhere with me and I saw this misery, these poor friends. I said, oh, I want to help these poor people. And Josepho answered, that is good, you shall help these poor people, and you shall help the people of the earth, you have to help. And now I am going to ask if you can visit my house. Then I asked him, you have a house for yourself? Yes, replied Josepho, I have a house. It RTMS not mine alone, there are a lot of my friends the. Then I asked, is this noblesse also included? Yes, here TMS there. Then he led me into this house, into this beautiful, big house with a beautiful garden and beautiful flowers. I also saw animals here, also so beautiful. He went with me into a large room where everything glittered so beautifully. There was a carpet and a chandelier and beautiful colors and pictures, everything was so beautiful, and small tables where you could sit and lie down, it was so beautiful. Josepho introduced me to the many friends. Yes, I was scared at first. Then they came and greeted me. And that spirit that I had been afraid of, that was so beautiful yet so serious, said, I am Linus. You will now be in, to go in and out of this house. Many others came and also greeted me and had fun. Then a beautiful creature came and brought me a beautiful coat. I must be a little more beautiful now too. They put the beautiful cloak around me and put a silver band on my head and said to me, they are pleased with you because you have set out to work for heaven. Yes, I was proud and thought, oh, and now my beautiful horse, I am so beautiful. Yes, I had to go with Josepho again. I was received in the house where I was assigned because I was so beautifully dressed. The coat was taken away from me again and they said, you can wear this coat again when there is a celebration and a special welcome. I was surprised. I was given other things to wear, which were also very nice. Josepho said, so now you have to always stay with me and come with me. So I am with Josepho and I go here and there with him. Now I would like to say that, if possible, I can go back to that world where these beautiful animals are and I can stay there for a short time. I was told, you can always fetch this beautiful horse when you receive a brother or sister from the high, beautiful sky. Then you can ride towards them on your horse. I was happy. At the same time I was told that I would have my own horse later. But this one always has to go back to that world because it is the property of the paradise. And now am I waiting until I can have my own horse. I have to work for it and I will get this beautiful horse. I am so happy, I have it so nice now, and I can go back to where I liked, and I will experience even more beautiful things, as was explained to me. So I became a faithful servant of Josepho and Linus. This is how I come to you. And today I still have to observe here and there, but no longer in the same sense as before. But I now have to observe and then report back so that you do not end up in danger, you shall be protected. Wherever possible, we will divert danger away, where possible, but it is not always possible. Sometimes we see danger and we cannot do anything about it. But we are very close to bring comfort. But it is to be, through the pain that man has, he can go further up. If I look at my previous life, I was always good to everyone, worked and gave what I had, and that is how I got the beautiful sky. Now I am going back to my task, which means I will stay here for a while and then we will all go together. I hope you were satisfied with my execution. I cannot answer your questions, Josepho will do this. Now I wish you God's blessing, for you and your whole life. God bless you. Joseph, God bless you. My dear friends, this is what the brother has now spoken to you. You were able to gain insight into our courtship with the spirits in the afterlife. On the other hand, you can see a lot from these explanations. I would like to point out the following things. This spirit was greeted by two spirit siblings who had been with him in previous lives, who had been his fathers. So he was accordingly greeted with the names he had back then. Since these people who had introduced themselves to him were not mentally highly developed, they were unable to give him any further explanation. There was no spiritual leader who could give such explanations because it was not considered necessary. This means that these encounters were intended to serve as his later instruction. Later he was informed why he was told Carlo, why Paolo, that they were the names he had had in previous lives when he lived with those in question. This spirit, like so many others, has not heeded the request of the higher beings to leave its place and set off. Such souls defend their sphere almost stubbornly because they are afraid that things might be less good for them and because they simply like where they are and do not even recognize the necessity of service in the plan of salvation. So it depends on the will of beings. One is good, natured and ready to obey and do something, to do a certain amount of work. And others, they just like this world where they are and they do not want to give it up or leave it. Here I would like to draw your attention to something. So many things happen to people, that is, there are manifestations from such spirits. They report through a media person and explain what they see and what they are dealing with. Spirits go in and out of this house. Many others came and also greeted me and had fun. Then a beautiful creature came and brought me a beautiful coat. I must be a little more beautiful now too.